You're right. If someone wants to get at Missy's fallopian tubes, they'll have to go through me.
I am Shiva the Destroyer. I will have the woman.
Good morning, you. I was judo champion at birth camp.
All right, now, that's enough juvenile squabbling. You stop it. You stop it, I say. I'm going to settle this right now. Neither of you are good enough for my sister.
Who are you to decide that?
He's the man of his family. You have to respect his wishes.
You're out too, by the way.
Say what?
It's nothing personal. I'd just prefer if my future niece or nephew didn't become flatulent every time they ate an Eskimo pie.
What are you so happy about?
I'm not happy. It's the medication. I can't stop smiling.
It's made me aware of how high the genetic stakes are. We have to face the fact that none of you are suitable mates for my sister.
Wait a minute. Leonard made you aware of that?
We all make mistakes. Let's move on.
Excuse me, but I think you're missing a big opportunity here.
How so?
Everybody knows genetic diversity produces the strongest offspring. Why not put a little mocha in the family latte?
In principle, you have a point. But as a practical matter, need I remind you that it takes experimental pharmaceuticals to simply enable you to speak to the opposite sex.
I think you're focusing entirely too much on the drugs.
Is it because I'm Jewish? Because I'd kill my rabbi with a pork chop to be with your sister.
This has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with the fact that you're a tiny, tiny man who still lives with his mother.
Sheldon, you are really being unreasonable.
Am I? Here, eat this cheese without farting and you can sleep with my sister.
Oh, really?
Oops.
Shelly, can I speak to you for a minute? Alone?
Why does everyone suddenly want to talk to me alone? Usually nobody wants to be alone with me.
We all make mistakes. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask why you're pimping me out for cheese. But since when do you care at all about who I sleep with?
Truthfully, I've never given it any thought, but it has been pointed out to me that you carry DNA of great potential.
What on earth are you talking about?
Let me explain. You see, I'm a superior genetic mutation, an improvement on the existing mediocre stock.
And what do you mean, mediocre stock?
That would be you. But residing within you is the potential for another me, perhaps even taller, smarter, and less prone to freckling. Sheldon 2.0, if you will.
Sheldon 2.0?
Exactly. Now, I am not saying that I should be the sole decider of who you mate with. If you're not attracted to the suitor, then the likelihood of conception will be reduced.
You have got to be kidding me.
Not at all. Frequent coitus dramatically increases the odds of fertilization.
Okay, Shelley, sit down. Now, I've lived my whole life dealing with the fact that my twin brother is, as Mom puts it, one of God's special little people.
I always thought I was more like a cuckoo bird. You know, a superior creature whose egg is placed in the nest of ordinary birds. Of course, the newly hatched cuckoo eats all the food, leaving the ordinary siblings to starve to death. Luckily for you, that's where the metaphor ended.
I thought it ended at cuckoo. Now you listen to me. If you want to start acting like a brother who cares about me, then terrific. Bring it on. But you try one time and tell me who I should be sleeping with, and you and I are going to go round and round the way we did when we were little. Remember?
I have an alternate proposal.
Go on.
You donate eggs. We will place them in cryogenic storage. I will find an appropriate sperm donor for your eggs, have them fertilized and implanted in you. That way, everybody wins. direction. Missy can date whoever she wants.
Look, we have to settle this.
I agree. Sheldon's sister is hiding at Penny's because we've all been hitting on her at the same time.
She's not hiding. She needed privacy to call her grandmother, who's apparently very sick. Well, and then I believe she has to wash her hair.
Oh, you poor, deluded bastard.
Don't start with me, dude.
You want to go again? Let's go.
Sit down.
Okay.
We're going to fight over Missy. Let's do it the right way. The honorable way.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Take that! You want some more?
And he's down!
Come on, come on! Get up!
Stay down, bitch!
Yeah! That's real selection at work!
I weep for humanity.
Excuse me while I go tell Missy the good news.
Leonard.
Oh, hi, Penny. How's it going? Listen, that guy Mike that you were dating, is that still going on?
Pretty much. Why?
Nothing, just catching up. By the way, may I speak to Missy, please?
Of course. Hi, Leonard. What's up?
Well, since you're leaving tomorrow, I was wondering if you'd like to go to dinner with me.
That's so sweet. But no thanks.
Oh. Do you have other plans, or...
No.
Oh. All right, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks. See ya.
Here's something we didn't anticipate.
What do you want, Howard?
I'm fine, thanks for asking. I've come to call on Missy.
Hi, Howard.
The amazing Howard. Do you like magic?
Not really, no.
Then you are in for a treat. Behold, an ordinary cane.
Ta-da. No.
Okay.
Missy!
Thank you. I appreciate. Uh-oh.
Oh, honey, is your medication wearing off?
Well, hi, cutie pie. I was hoping you'd show up. A dog made a noise like that. Had to put him down. Any news you want me to pass along to Mom?
Well, she might be interested to know that I've refocused my research from bosonic string theory to heterotic string theory.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, said hey.
Okay, well, it was pleasant seeing you, other than that business with my testicles.
Come on, Shelley.
I want you to know I'm very proud of you.
Really?
Yep. I'm always bragging to my friends about my brother, the rocket scientist.
You tell people I'm a rocket scientist?
Well, yeah.
I'm a theoretical physicist.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Goodbye, Shelley.
My God! Well, why don't you just tell them that I'm a toll taker at the Golden Gate Bridge? Rocket scientist. How humiliating.